Hello and welcome to another episode of Good Whatevers, or whatever you want to call it. It's been a real, real long while since I've done this. It's been long overdue. I've been wanting to sit down and just do what I do every day. That's like talk. But I feel like I don't have the time to say the things that I want. I just say the things that I have to. Or does that even make sense? Probably not. And this is just an intro, and I'm already making these crazy questions. So strap in, and I'll see you very, very, very soon. You know, life has this special way, or weird way, if you want to call it like that, of changing literally every aspect of your day, of your life, of your routine. Like, it has this special way to, I wouldn't say ruin, but change. It's hard to put it in words, but I don't even have to put it in words, and I know you listening right now, you know what I'm talking about. How long have we been in this cycle, in this new cycle since we're in the pandemic? Every single day there's a new strain, new variant, it's a Loki series or something, and it's weird. My day-to-day, before the pandemic, it was like, I would just go to school every day, college, and then go see my friends every single day. The only thing we would fight for would be where we were gonna eat that day. Not are you vaccinated? Now, luckily, I don't have to fight any of my friends they're vaccinated or not, but it's weird. One day you have your whole life figured out, and the next day it's you're living in fucking Star Wars or something like that. You're living in another universe. Right now, anything could happen. Literally anything could happen right now, and we wouldn't even know, do anything. We can't do literally anything to know. But that's another thing that we as humans have. It's not magic, but it's we amazingly adapt to anything. I will always admire this perseverance in human beings. We're living in a little pandemic, and you see what I mean? I can't even finish a sentence without life and the world, throwing things in there. It's weird. It's weird trying to live your day when everything is coming up, and we still do it. And I was saying, because I don't remember, we as humans adapt. We can adapt to literally anything, and I will always admire that quality in humans. Humans will, you throw a global pandemic to people, of course it's always going to be these people that are not going to believe in what's going on when there's literally people dying right next to you. But just because somebody close to you isn't dying doesn't mean that no one is. And I'm not even going into that, but we always find a way to keep going outside. We can't breathe the same air anymore because we might get sick. Sure, let's make masks. And people are going to take advantage. People take advantage of everything, but people find a way to go outside. Oh, we can't go outside without a mask, okay, like, they're going to find a way. Like, you put anything will happen in the world and people will still find a way, like, to still live their lives. And it's crazy. Like, we've seen all these movies about, like, global pandemics and how people are, everybody's dying and they go crazy. And we are literally going through that and we still keep working, we still keep studying. Like, it's absurd, it's crazy to me. Like, I know I'm saying like too much, but it's still crazy to think that we are literally in a movie. We're literally in one of those, like, survival movies where the world is ending, but we decide, like, why do we still, like, act like nothing is going on? Like, that's crazy to me. And, like, I mean, like, a lot of people do, like, get it. Oh, yeah, it's just, well, it is what it is. But a lot of people won't be able to, like, say that, like, it is what it is, because it's not. It's really not. And I know it sounds, like, dumb saying, oh, it's just not. No, but it is really not. It's just what it is, because not everybody can adapt mentally to these things. Or at least it takes time, or it's harder. The world right now is moving insanely fast. And at the same time, we're literally standing still. We don't know how much longer it's going to be like this. It could be forever, it could be today, it could be tomorrow. But it takes time, and it's hard. It's just hard. Like, just like me trying to put everything into words. Like, I don't even know what I'm saying, but I'm just going, because life goes on and on and on, but that's not the Audrey Tree song. It's like, it's, life is weird. And I've already made an episode about life, and I don't have to make another one, or I could, because life always goes on. Life never stops. Even when we die, life never stops. Life keeps going. Like, the ceremony isn't for the person who died. The ceremony is for the person, like, for the people that stay. And here is where I come, like, to the topic of this episode. Stories. When I die, I really, like, when we all die, all that we will be remembered by is stories. The stories, probably not just the stories we told, because, like stories we tell sometimes don't have to be, like, the 100% truth. Maybe we just add things into it, or probably we don't. Maybe we just tell it like we saw it. And that's, like, a great aspect as a storyteller. And I'm going into that later. But when we die, nothing, all we leave here in this world and, like, in this plane is our stories. The stories people will tell about us. Oh, like, oh, I remember that day when he did that, when she did that, when they did that. And it's amazing to me to, like, think about how maybe I'm gone. I'm going to be gone in 100 years. I'm not going to be here. And, like, somebody who knows, my great, 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 great grandkids are like, oh, I heard once that this crazy guy did this. Or maybe the people that aren't, like, for people to tell stories about you, they don't even have to be related to you. Maybe they, like, you just walked by and you were listening to this song and people will just remember, oh, I remember this guy listening to this song one time. Or I saw her, she was, like, her outfit was amazing, her hair, like, anything, her eyes, like, people will remember us even when we don't even know we're part of a story. And, but when we do have the choice or the chance to be part of a story and, like, actually, like, you know, portray something into, like, I'm, like, actually making a good story, like, being part of a great story, like, it's, the things we do every day, that's part of our story. Every single little thing we do, every single step we take, it's writing, it's another word, it's another page. It's all we do, that's our story. Maybe we don't have anyone to tell it yet, or we don't know where it's going to go. Because right now, I have no idea where my story is going to go. I'm sitting here right now, but 2 minutes from now, I could be, I don't know, outside, or I could be receiving a random phone call while I'm working and somebody got sick. True story. And like, you have to let go of everything in 1 second and like go help like anyone that needs you, or try to help people in your own way but feel stuck and not even knowing how to talk to anybody about this, because who would understand something so specific? And that's where stories come in. That's where storytelling comes in as well. Storytellers have this amazing power of making people feel what you're telling them. Like, it's not the same to tell a story, my bad, I'm laughing. It's not the same, like, to tell someone a story and you're just like, oh yeah, well, this happened and this happened. And maybe that I've done that. I've probably done that a couple of times when I'm scared, when I'm nervous. But when I feel comfortable enough, I really like to think that people like the stories that I'm telling. Like, people are actually listening to what I'm trying to tell them, and maybe they like see what I'm trying to show them through my words. Maybe I can't draw. I really can't. I don't know how to draw. I can't do much like artistically. But maybe with my words, I can show them. I can tell them and basically show them what I'm trying to say. In a sense, I know it doesn't make any sense. So it's weird. It's just like, stories have been a very big part of my life and probably everyone's life. Like, television, movies, like shows, books, everything. Everything is a story. Your life is a story. And it's crazy. Like, my goal in life is, I know I won't be able to. I would love to hear every single story. Like, every single story in the world. If everybody's story, I would love to hear it. And I would really love to hear your stories. If you listening to this right now and you want to tell your story, please, I'm listening. And that's the thing. Like, everybody has a story, and it's crazy to think that you're sitting, I'm sitting here right now, and there's like 8 billion, 7 billion people in this world with me right now doing like something, anything. Like, they exist, and like, it's hard. Like, I know I'm going to like existential crisis mode. Like, whoa, I'm not the only person in this world. Like, I'm alone with a crazy sounding air conditioner in my room. That's the only thing that is real to me right now, and the faint noises outside my door. But besides that, how do you know what's real? I know this is real. Where I am right now, my desk is real because I'm touching it. But how do I know if it's even real? Like, it's weird. Life is weird. And like, imagining that all these people are just doing something, are either asleep, watching TV, are with their loved ones. They're doing something. They're existing. They're part of a story. And the thing is, sometimes I'm sitting here recording this like at 12:53. Just putting that in there. But like, it's early. But that's what I'm doing. That's how I'm existing right now. But like, me sitting here, it's not like me sitting here doesn't tell the story of how I, all the things that happened to get me to this spot right now. Like, it's not even a filler episode. Like, it's like a crazy concept, because I'm sitting right here doing nothing, basically. Oh, I'm doing nothing. I'm actually, you know, who knows? But, like, it's hard to believe that a lot of things have happened in my life. And, like, just sitting here. Like, yeah, that's it. I'm just sitting here. And I have a lot of things to say, but don't know how to say them. And probably a lot of people have, too. Like, I know for a fact that everybody has gone through a lot of things, and there might be, hopefully, like, even if people aren't listening to this, all I wish for them right now, anyone, everybody, just to be able to, like, feel a little peace. Right now, I am at peace. If I, and that's the thing I like about recording this, the only way I'm recording this is if I'm in peace. It's a little stressful because I stress myself to put this out there, but I am in peace, and I really wish that everyone feels a little bit of peace. Like, it's hard, like, life gets really hard a lot of the time, and it's good, like, to have a moment to yourself, a moment where you can feel free, a moment where you can tell, like, say anything, tell anything. And that's, I don't even know, that's life, that's existing. Like, we don't have to, like, if we had the answers, and I'm like, I'm not jumping, like, themes, I'm just, like, going, like, through the emotions, just flowing, like, and I forgot what I was going to say. So, life, if we had the answer of, because some people need answers, some people question everything, I question everything a lot, but there's, like, some answers we do not need, because if, why do you want to know what the meaning of life is, then it wouldn't be fun. Like, if you know what, it could, but if you know the meaning of life, then why even bother? But even so, like, life has, it's not that, oh, life has no meaning, I don't want to do anything with this. No, it's like, life doesn't need to have a meaning. Life is whatever you make it. Like, and I know I did an episode about life, and life is whatever you make it. Life is what you do with it. Life is the meaning of life. I'm going to give you the meaning of life right now to anyone that's listening here. The meaning of life is whatever purpose you put in, whatever meaning you want to give it. If your life, the meaning of your life right now is your life is singing, your life is dancing, your life is cool, your life is movies, your life is anything you want it to be. That's life. Life doesn't have to be something that someone tells you it is. No. It should be whatever you want it to be. It should be whatever you want to call it. It should be whatever you want. Nobody can give you a definition of life except you. And, like, you could always keep it loosey-goosey. Like, I give my life meaning, but doesn't mean that I only have to give it one meaning. Like, maybe today, my life's meaning is speaking to every single one of you, of finding myself, finding other people that want to listen to whatever I want to say. That's the meaning of my life right now, but doesn't mean it will be the meaning forever. I can find new passions, I can find new love, I can find new stories, I can go through new things and have more stories to tell. And, like, stories and storytelling, like, honestly, being a good storyteller, I'm not saying I'm a good one, I'm probably one of the worst, but and like having people listening to you, it's, and not just, oh, I want everybody to look at me. No, it's like, it's a connection. Like, you have to, you need a connection between the person that you're telling with, because you're not gonna, you're not, I was going to say, you're not just gonna start talking to no one to tell a story. Like, no, like, you have to have a connection between who you're talking to, who's listening. You need a listener, and you need to, like, emit a message. Right now, it's ironic, because right now, I'm talking to no one. I'm talking to myself. And to my, like, I'm talking to myself right now, but I'm putting it out there. I'm letting other people listen. So, basically, it's not, probably not talking to myself, but, yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe I'm just, you know, well, so nobody wants to listen. I'll have to listen then. I'm kidding, but still, it's like, it's that, it's whatever, like, you give it meaning, you give, you like, you live however you want to live, and stories are going to always be there. Stories are part of us. Stories are what's going to be left. Stories are what we are. And listen, like, I've listened to a lot of stories, and like, my dad is one of the greatest storytellers I've known, because he has this ability of, like, whenever you tell a story, like, some people just, well, when they lie to you, they just, like, they get confused, and then, but imagine telling a story so much, like, I'm used to, like, looking into flaws when people tell stories, or just, like, recounting things. But my dad has always had this ability to, like, tell stories in a, and you, like, he's so convincing. You feel like, it's true, like, and he never misses a beat. He always tells the same story. And sometimes when you're telling a story, like, you add new things, or you forget to add new things, but he literally tells the same story always, meaning that it's a memory. Like, I want to be able to be that great of a storyteller someday as my dad before me. I want to be able to create, not just make, like, story, to create a memory. It's literally a memory, because he always remembers, and he tells it every time the same. And it's like, this has, like, he convinces you, like, it has to be real, because he really, like, hasn't changed it at all. Like, this really happened to him, and it's some crazy things. Like, it's wild, because that's the power of stories. Like, making people believe in things that you, like, it's not that you believe, but just things that you want them to know, even if they're not true. I'm not saying, like, oh, it's not true, all of his stories, but, like, it's hard to believe, but at the same time, he's such a great storyteller that you, it, like, it gets you, like, you believe him. So I just want, like, and I'm sticking to true stories. I stick to is what like the things that happened to me in real life. Like, this one time I, like, almost died for like $20, and I wasn't gonna die, but well, you never know. Like, a taste test, like, company that didn't even have a sign at the door, like, that's a story for another day. But things like that, like, those are my stories. But he has some crazy ass stories and people to back him up, so it's crazy, and it's just great. It's great to be able to have things. Like, right now, I'm gonna remember a lot of those stories to tell my kids. Probably their kids are gonna tell his stories more than my stories, if, like, he's still there to, like, tell them to him, to them. So my goal, my actual real goal, I don't know if this, nah, this probably doesn't count as me being a storyteller. Probably a lot of people won't listen up to this point, but thank you, honestly. And my goal is to be, I want to be a storyteller. Maybe I can't direct movies, or probably I could, who knows, one day. Maybe I can't edit films. Maybe I can't make movies. Maybe I can't write as well as I used to. I really love to write, but it just gets stressful. It feels like I don't have time. And time is another theme for another episode. And yeah, we're fighting against time. We can't fight. Okay, time is already happened. Time is happening. We can't do anything about it. So we just gotta make the most out of it. Like, that's all we can do. And yeah, honestly, it's been a rough couple. I don't know when my last episode was, but it's been a rough couple a lot of time. And it's nice to have friends to, I don't want to dump any of my problems on them, but it's nice to have friends that will make you laugh and that make you feel like you're loved and will, like, buy you, like, take you to buy ice cream and, like, walk around with you and, like, roll your sleeves up when you need help and help you, like, when you ask them to, like, to hold your stuff. Like, it's the little things. Like, it's the little things. And I've had a lot of friends in my life, and I hopefully will have many more. And because I have my life, my friendship is an open door. Like, I have room for anyone that wants to come into my life, and I also, like, have the doors open for anyone that wants to leave. I'm not a prison. My friendship is not a prison. If you want to leave, you're free. I am not holding anyone somewhere they don't want to be. I wouldn't want that. Why would I do that to anyone else? The people that have left, everybody that has been in my life has a very special place in my heart. Every single person that has been in my life, the people I don't talk to anymore. And that's the thing, I overthink a lot, and I think a lot about everyone that has been in my life. And it's like, you remember a funny joke they liked, but you can't tell it to them because you're not in the greatest terms. And life shouldn't be like that. Life is too, like, well, I was gonna say life is short, but life is long. Life is long and painful, but it's life. That's what it is. Life is love. Life is experience. Life is great. I know I a lot. I complain a lot about life and what it does to me. But, it is what it is. we're circling back. It is what it is. It's that. Life is just that. It's everything. Life is every single feeling curled up into a series of unfortunate events. Or maybe very fortunate events. Like, I've met a lot of people I've loved. A lot of people I wouldn't say hate is a really strong word, but it's like people that I don't love so much. But that's life. Life, it's just that. Life is a great thing. Like, we should cherish life. And we should cherish the life of the people close to us. I almost lost somebody, baby, very dear to me. It's okay, but I'm still scared. I'm very scared. And, like, it's not things you can tell if you, like, you should, at least, well, I should be able to, maybe I am. But I just don't want to go, like, straight to my friends and be like, yo, I'm really afraid, like, of death. That and death is another episode for another day. It's probably a good time. We can mix that in. But it's like, I'm just trying not to cry in front of my friends or at my job or at everything. I just want, like, let's say 26 minutes of, like right now, of venting and just... Maybe I'm just venting here. I think that nobody will listen. If you're listening to this right now, thank you very much. I love you very much. It really means a lot. And reach out if you ever feel bad. At least you're very welcome to knock on my door any day or my DMs. If you're listening to this right now, or you don't have anyone that is not even listening to this, I will always be an open door. I will always, I know I'm sometimes not there, I'm not available emotionally sometimes, I'm not there most of the time, but I'm there. That's what I tell someone, one of my best friends, I am there. Like, it's hard not being, but I'm there. I'll always be there, and I would much rather listen to you vent, listen to you cry, listen to you laugh, listen to you anything, or if I can help in any way, I would prefer that much, much, much more than losing any one of you. Honestly, if you're feeling like you're not in a great place, reach out. It doesn't even have to be to me. There are professionals, a lot of professionals right now, waiting for a call, waiting for people that need help. They're there to help. I'm just here because you might know me, or maybe you don't. But if you're comfortable enough listening to me, I will. You don't even have to. The point is, I'll listen to you every single day, every single night. Please don't be afraid. If you ever need anyone to talk to, don't hesitate. You are not alone. You will never be alone. It's gonna be alright. We're gonna get through this. We're gonna get through everything. I think this probably is one of my longest episodes. Maybe we'll continue, maybe we won't. Maybe I'll see you like 2 more years. Hopefully, we'll see you soon. Hopefully, very, very soon. So, if you made it till here, I am very sleepy. I haven't slept at all, and I work tomorrow. So, thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening, okay? I love you guys. Love you, everybody. Have a great day. Just in case you're listening at day, at night, or anytime, have a good day, have a good night, have a good afternoon, have a good whatever, have a good whatever you want to call it. I'm still working on it, but thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.